Blog Talk Radio.
I was sick too. I was sick all through September. 3 weeks I was sick, man. I didn't take any medicine though, because I don't trust the shit anymore. I'm paranoid, man. I've noticed over the last couple of years, any new medicine that they advertise on TV, the last 20 seconds of the commercials are just totally psycho side effects to whatever they're trying to advertise. You ever notice that shit? And they always try to slide it in real quick, too, like it's no big deal. Just like, yeah, it cures your headache. Everything's great. Then your ear falls off, you can't feel your feet, and you won't recognize your mother. 40% of the people were bleeding from the ass, and one guy thought he was a pigeon. I'm not even exaggerating that bad. I saw this shit the other night, right? It's supposed to cure, like, stomach acid. End of the commercial, the three side effects were migraine headaches, abdominal pain, and diarrhea. Who the hell would try that shit? You basically try that shit. You go from, like, one problem to three. You're just walking away like, how's your stomach acid? It's great. Never felt better. No, diarrhea is not a side effect. That is a major goddamn problem. All right, where I'm from, the evening is over. What, are there actually people out there like, oh, this little diarrhea, don't worry. Just gonna kind of slam my ass cheek shut. I'll be all right. Actually, diarrhea is the least of my problems at this point. It's helping to take my mind off the migraine headache and the knifing abdominal pain in my stomach. Dude, you don't try anything that causes diarrhea. Diarrhea is evil. That is basically your body going, you know what? You have something so foul within your system, we can't wait for the normal process of elimination. We have to get rid of that shit right now. Yeah, but dude, I'm still on the bus. Fuck it, now! You have some evil in your ass, and it has got to go immediately. We must override all do not shit in your pants systems because you, sir, have a storm brewing. All right, my name's Bill Burr. You guys have a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't move. I'm like on the edge of signal. It keeps warning me that I'm about to drop the call, so I'm going to stand very, very still.
Come, go, stop.
Oh,
all right, well,
my.
We've demonstrated that we can go over our time and not worry about dropping out. So we'll do our 30 minutes and we'll call it a night.
Nice.
Okay.
Because remember that one time we went 45 minutes or whatever?
Go.
Right, they'll probably send us a bill later.
Probably.
All right. So, there's this wonderful stuff that our tree boss gave me a hard time because I bought some cheddar cheese, which was colored orange. And I don't know if you all read labels, but anybody who reads labels, if you got orange cheese, it's because they add coloring to it. All right. Your cheese just isn't orange naturally. I mean, I'm sure some cheese is, and thus that's why they got started coloring the cheese orange. All right. But it's not there normally naturally. Your cheddar cheese is usually actually white, and then they add food paint to it to color it. So I bought this cheese, and they didn't use food paint. They used annatto. Okay? Annatto, that's, I got the spelling right here. A-N-N-A-T-T-O. Okay? And it turns out that annatto, while it's very good as a food colorant, it's a superfood. Now, they don't mention that they added annatto to the cheese because it's a superfood and it's good for you. They just said colorant. All right? They do the same thing with turmeric. They add turmeric and sometimes they add beta carotene just for the color. And they put down, it's for color. All right? Turmeric, beta carotene, very good for you. And I think it's funny that they're starting to add these nutritious things to our food and not even noting that they're nutritious. They're not taking advantage of the fact that they added something nutritional to your food. They just said, we added it for color. All right? They add vitamin C. What for? As a preservative. All right? So annatto is one of those things, and it's a superfood. All right, so I'm looking at this one site. It's called, wow, eatlove.live. And then it's got a slash annatto-seeds-benefits. Okay, so annatto seeds, okay? And that's not actually the name of the plant. I can't remember the exact name of the plant, but one of the names you can find it by is the lipstick tree, because it produces this red dye that you can color your lips with, and you can have your lips range anywhere from bright red to yellow by using annatto, just, you know, how much you concentrate it. Okay. All right. So this site lists about six things that annatto does for you and gives an explanation. I'll just read the things. All right. So it's rich in antioxidants. That's number one. And I will note that some of the antioxidants in this act an awful lot like vitamin E. You know, it may have vitamin E in it, but it also has some things that have the same effect and structure as vitamin E. Okay. Number two, it prevents neural tube defects. All right. Number three, it improves digestion. It has anti-cancer properties. That's number four. Strengthens bones. So you got osteoporosis. This is the thing to take, you know, among other things, you know. Speeds up healing process. That's number six. Oh, I said six things. It's got seven. Other benefits of the annatto seed. Okay, so it actually lists several things. Ah, and here's the actual name of the plant. I'm going to spell it because I'm not sure I can pronounce it right. It's A-C-H-I-A-T-O. Okay, and it's a tree. So the achiato tree. All right, hope I pronounced that right. Okay. So any of you are interested in growing a tropical plant that's a superfood, that's the tree. And then it says, for your information, unless you have a powerful spice grinder, buy annatto seed powder instead of the whole seeds. The powder can be used to flavor and color stews, stir fries, rice, curries, or soups. So, it's versatile. And I can go back and read details, but I guess I'll ask Kano, you know, A, how much time do we got left? And B, if he's got any comments.
The book. So, I have no commentary at the moment, but I think it is fascinating that...
It's not in the book? Roth Krantz didn't put it in his book? Oh, my gosh.
No. But I think it is cool that, you know, they are using something natural in the cheese. We need to make note of what cheese brand that is.
Right, that's a cheese I picked up at a store called Save-A-Lot. So, but, and the cheese claimed to be all natural.
Ah, okay.
And,
that would make
quite
sense.
Frankly, for what it was, the cheese was priced fairly cheap, otherwise I wouldn't have bought it, because, I buy cheese as a quick supplement to my diet. And the only reason I bought the cheddar is because A, it was sharp, and B, I saw that it had a natural colorant in it instead of food paint. Because I don't buy cheese that has food paint in it. I just won't.
Speaking of natural, did you try that Dr. Pepper? Root beer?
Is that what you gave me?
Yeah.
It was tasty. I didn't read the label, though.
It was tasty?
It was tasty.
Oh, okay, cool.
What was
Aldi.
The sweetener in it? Yeah, what was the sweetener in that?
It's the same brand as that orange stuff that I gave you. And
right.
Carbonated water, cane sugar, caramel color, natural flavors, citric acid.
There you go. Yeah, so that's Hansen's. I might be buying more Hansen's because it actually tastes pretty good. And, you know, the ingredients don't sound too bad. Natural flavoring always worries me because, you know, hey, Beaver Butt is a natural flavor. And, you know, it's supposed to taste like strawberry.
That's disgusting. Yeah, apparently that we don't know that that's true, that that's what they're doing, but that's the rumor.
Yeah, that's the rumor. I wonder who stuck their tongue on a beaver's butt in order to find out.
Not I. No. Not I on purpose.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Well, you know, they say the way they discovered that, I can't think of the name of it. One of the more toxic sweeteners that they use nowadays. They found out that it was sweet because the guy licked his fingers after playing with it for chemical reasons. You know, it's. Yeah. They didn't intend to use it as a sweetener. It's just this one guy found out it was sweet. So it's roughly equivalent to then put an antifreeze in your food because antifreeze is sweet.
Right. That's disturbing.
So under anti-cancer properties, it has two major antioxidant compounds in it. Wow, I can't pronounce the first one. The other one is Norvixin. I'll try the first one. I'm going to spell it first because I don't think I can pronounce it right. It's TOCOTRIENOLS. So here's my shot at pronouncing it. It'd be tocotrienols. I hope that wasn't too bad. And then Norbixin is Norbixin. All right. And it's commenting on Norbixin. The health benefits of Norbixin may be due to the anti-mutagenic effect it delivers. In other words, it doesn't let your cells mutate. So, which gives you UV protection. Right.
Well, what if I want to be a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle?
Yeah, well, you know, you'll have to get bit by a radioactive turtle for that to happen. Oh, wait a minute. No, that's Spider-Man and a spider.
Yeah. Speeds up healing process.
Right.
Gotta have
so
that.
You can make a paste out of the seed and apply it directly to your wounds, burns, skin irritations. I suppose it'd also dye you red in that spot, so it might be embarrassing, but, you know, it heals things.
Right.
It's, you know, keeps kidneys and liver healthy. And with our limited time, you might as well tell how people can find us and where.
Freefoodandmedicine.org or Free Food and Medicine Pod for the Blog Talk Radio. But when we do our carryover, you'll find us at freefoodandmedicine.org. We also got a blog there, as well as a Discord, and even a video site, which we haven't posted any videos yet, but it's there for you to post some videos, or even us. And I think we have a Facebook group and a whole bunch of other stuff there, so that we can talk free food and medicine amongst ourselves on or off the podcast.
Yep, and I think it's actually did the timer based on the scheduled time, because it's now 10:30, even though we started how many minutes late? So
15.
But like you said, it'll carry over. So I'm looking at Strength and Bones. Apparently it's very high in calcium, so that's one of the reasons. I found another site where it just does lots and lots of amazing things. So number seven, it was other benefits of an auto seed. Here's something it does. An auto seed benefits also include the keeping of kidneys and liver healthy and lessening cholesterol. So if it's lessening cholesterol, it must be making the veins and arteries healthy. Because when your veins and arteries are unhealthy, you make cholesterol to block the holes. All right, you know, that's what cholesterol is about, from what I've seen, from what I understand. You want low cholesterol, make your veins and arteries healthy. So apparently this works on the veins and arteries. Which, of course, would lower blood pressure and inflammation, and it acts as a mild laxative. So if you're, constipated, this might be the first laxative you start with because it's mild. Well, that's, it's high in carotenoids, which basically means it would be really good for your eyes. I don't see it saying that. Antioxidants. Right, which functions as antioxidants in the visual system, which I obviously need because I can't read right. Now, that's actually a mental issue. I need vitamin B. What else does it say under other? It's just basically saying you should keep the powder on hand at all times, because it's, useful in a multitude of ways. It's supposed to be really good for burns and such. If you get a burn, you make a paste out of this stuff and work it into the burn. A lot of sites refer to annatto as a condiment. It's apparently it's mildly spicy, and it has rich color to it, so when they add it to other condiments, it tends to make them red or yellow depending on how much they put in it. And I forget which country it's native to, but down in South America and Central America, they use it a lot, just as a standard, like we would use ketchup. They would, they put it on their food. So instead of our ketchup, which isn't necessarily any good for us, they use this, which is a superfood. Achiote tree, or achiote tree, A-C-H-I-O-T-E. So get one of those. You get these spiky seed pods on it that open up and have all these red seeds inside. And then you'll have
spiked
to get yourself
cataroo.
A really powerful. Say what?
Spiked cataroo.
Spiky seed pods.
Oh, okay.
Right, and then they open up and they got all these red seeds inside. And, so you get yourself a real powerful grinder to grind them up. Or you can just buy the powder.
Right.
pretty neat. Let's see, what's this other site say? Let's see, health bits of Anato, Soko Tri, Enols, abbreviated T3S. Abbreviated T3s. Okay. Are a form of vitamin E that most people are not familiar with, which comes from the annatto seed. Most people are familiar with the tocopherol form of vitamin E, which is usually available at your local supermarket.
How do you spell it?
The one that's in it is T-O-C-O-T-R-I-E-N-O-L-S. And I'm guessing that's pronounced tocotrienols. That's my best guess.
How about the one that starts with an A?
Oh, Anato. Anato. A-N-N-A-T-T-O. And that comes from, well, one of the ways to find the tree that it comes from, it's also called a lipstick tree because of the red seeds that are in the pods. And,
right.
You know, it's often used as a dye, you know. It's a superfood, but they use it for a dye. And it comes from the achiote tree. And I'm not sure that's the way to pronounce it, but it's A-C-H-I-O-T-E. And I'll spell that again slower. A-C-H-I-O-T-E. I-O-T-E. And that's just one of the names of the tree. And it's probably the most common name for the tree. Let's see now. Yeah, this particular site I'm looking at just focuses on the vitamin E type properties. Talks about how it works for cholesterol, cardiovascular, anti-cancer. That's just this one chemical. It helps with the nervous system, helps with inflammation and diabetes, helps with osteoporosis, is a good radiation countermeasure. So it helps protect your cells from radiation. So it's just that one chemical does a lot. And there's other things in the natto. It's high in calcium. It's you know, helps with burns.
It does increase your blood sugar though.
It can. Somebody with diabetes has to test it to see how it helps. It also helps with blood sugar. So it can raise it or it can help it. So that is one of its negatives, is it potentially could do the opposite of what you want as far as blood sugar goes. So you need to test it and see how it works for you. If it works for you, then great. You're on it. Get it. Yeah. It's not in any of the two articles I have here, but that is something I read about.
Give me red flag.
Yeah, it's a flag. Yeah. Look it up on the site I hate.
I already did.
Yeah. Okay. So that's where you found it. That's where you found the red flag. What are the other things to look out for there? Because there's like three or four things to look out for on it, and I can't remember what they are.
That's the only thing WebMD says. Basically, it says it might increase blood sugar. So if you're on diabetes medicine, diabetes medicines are used to lower blood sugar by increasing the blood sugar. Ananato might decrease the effect of the diabetes medications.
Right. Let's see if I can find one of the pages I opened earlier. Nope. Maybe it's on this phone. Yeah, because I did do some research, and I don't think I closed the pages.
Also, if you're about to go in for surgery, you might, says here, for surgery, Anato might affect blood sugar levels. This has raised some concerns that it might interfere with blood sugar control during and after surgery. Stop using Anato as a medication or as a medicine at least 2 weeks before a scheduled surgery.
There we go. I just found a good site, and there we go. Give some... Oh, no, I'm sorry. This one doesn't tell. It mentions...
So that's the only thing the doctors are worried about is your blood sugar level.
Oh, here we go. It does list them. Okay, so some possible side effects are hypersensitivity. Pregnant and lactating women, it refers to highly sensitive women could be allergic to it. Potentially could give you irritable bowel syndrome. So with diabetes, it might raise your blood sugar, but it typically lowers it. And then it does mention blood sugar levels, outside of diabetes. Okay. So those are things to be concerned about. Let's see now.
It says here, people take it for diabetes. diarrhea, fevers, fluid retention, heartburn, malaria, herpes. Oh, and herpes. It's antioxidant and bowel cleanser.
Right. Okay, so
sometimes put directly on the affected areas to treat burns and vaginal infections and to repel insects. In food, Anato is used as a coloring agent.
Right. Okay, so the website that I found the best information, I just found it again, was organicfacts.net. It actually gave more potential side effects than WebMD did, but it also lists all these wonderful things that it can do as well. So, it's in nutritional facts. It's a source of antioxidants, carotenoids, vitamin A. That's carotenoid, basically. Calcium, sodium, iron. High content of dietary fiber. Thus it requires an extra strong grinder to grind it. Contains high concentration of tocotrienols, which is a similar effect to vitamin E.
Health benefits of annatto. It's antimicrobial. It helps with healthy digestion, strengthens bones, prevents birth defects. Apparently, it's high in folic acid. It's used for eye care.